My dear friends in Texas, it's such a pleasure for me to be with you today on video this time, and hopefully next time physically with you. The Dallas area is close to my heart. I used to work for EDS and I visited the head office in Plano. So I discovered that area of the north of Dallas. Actually, I met my wife on internet. And the first place where we met face to face was, you guessed it, Dallas. And we met in a Tex-Mex restaurant. Very original. So it's a pleasure to be with you and to share some things about my 20 years of marriage, just 2 months ago. You would think 20 years of marriage, wow, well done, fantastic. I'm not so sure. Because 20 years, it's a long time to do a lot of stupid mistakes. And I have my full record of that. I'll just tell you one of them. We were, at the beginning of our marriage, we were angry at each other. And we wanted to show that to the other. So we sit on our bed, our arms crossed, looking the other side and showing that we are really angry and we mean it. After a few minutes, we turn at each other, completely laughing and saying, "This is ridiculous. We are not each other's enemy." And it brings nothing to do that. A few weeks into our marriage, I brought my new bride to this lovely pond. I'm quite a romantic guy. Sunset, the ducks swimming on the pond. Man, it was great. I bring her by the hand and I said, "Honey, look at this. It's so romantic." She looked at this and she says, "Yummy, yummy." You see, she's from Chinese background and to her, a duck is one of the most delicious food. To me, it's just a cute animal. We looked at the same thing, but we saw two different things. She saw food, I saw an animal. Don't you think that often in our couples, we look at the same thing, but we see something different? And that day I realized having understanding and getting into the head of the other, it's pretty important. So I want to share a few tips today that I think will really help you in your understanding of each other and therefore in the communication of your couple. The first thing we talk about is how to be a better listener. And just a few tips. It's actually, you can remember them by the word leader. The L stands for look at the speaker. Oh no, don't look at your phone. This is not good. Look at him, look at her to give you full attention. That is a huge sign of respect and love. Ask a question. Sometimes we say one thing, but we're not really sure what it means, so we attack the person on what we think it meant. Just ask what you mean by this. Why are you saying that? What prompted you to say this? Tell me more about it. Just ask qualifying questions. Don't interrupt. That's a hard one for me. That's rude, and it's like stepping on somebody's toes and saying, "I know what you mean, and I'm going to finish your sentence." No. Let him or her finish his or her thoughts. That's also a wonderful sign of respect. Don't change subject. Okay, wonderful, thank you for talking to me. Let's talk about this. No, finish the subject until it's time to move to something else. Emotion. If we directly react and burst when we hear one word or one thing, it's not going to really help for a very good listening and a good conversation. Keep a little bit your emotion in check until you're fully clarified. That is important. Responsive listening. Have you spoken to somebody for 20, 30 minutes? They cross their arm and then just listen to you. Actually, it's good. It's not interruption, but it's good to say, "Yes, tell me more. Wow, great," to encourage the person to speak, especially if she or he is not necessarily a very outspoken person. Give a hand, encourage him or her to speak. So leader in this case means look at the speaker, ask questions, don't interrupt, don't change subject, emotion, responsive listening. The deepest tip for very good listening is when you listen to him or her, to have kind of a mental checklist that starts with what is his or her heart? Where is he or she at the moment in his situation? Is it distress? Is it panic? Is it joy? Where is his or her heart? What is his or her hope? What is her or his expectation, desire or dream? What does he or she wants to achieve? Why is he talking about this? What is the dream and the goal? Oh, a good one is, what is his or her hurt? Sometimes there's something coming out of the blue and you really don't know what is the real reason. Try to find out, where does it hurt? What is the deepest issue? Sometimes what we talk about is just a symptom. It's just a small detail. The problem is much deeper. And the last question, how can I help? And these are very important questions. We use those in coaching to really understand the person, help the person understand his or her situation. And I'll just repeat them because I think this is very, very important. What is his or her heart, hope, hurt, and how can I help? You guessed it, these are the four H. You know, the biggest killers of relationship is actually the fear. When we fear something, especially from the person closest to us, this creates real barrier and real obstacle. Fear of judgment, fear of disagreement. I got over the years to share to my wife things that are pretty embarrassing sometimes. And I realized she's not even judging me. And sometimes I want to say, be a bit harder on me. But it's a place where I can share with her the most difficult things to say. And she will listen to me and understand. And this is such a wonderful place to be. It's fewer security. The second thing is selfishness. If we always bring every situation, everything about me, is not going to go very far. Look at the situation from the perspective of the other one, not your own perspective. So to conclude, I just would like to share with you the most powerful tool I have learned in 20 years. And it's very, very simple. It's called the same side principle. You see, at the beginning of our marriage, when we talk about in-laws, when we talk about finance issues we have, and we had plenty, we still have, we used to be on both sides of the problem and the problem in the middle. And we are fighting, we are arguing over the problem. One day I realized those problems, even our in-laws, it's external, it's not our couple, it's not us, it's people outside. So let's do something completely different. We sit both on one side of the table and the problem is on the other side of the table. We look together at the problem and we discuss what we can do about it. Same side principle that has helped us tremendously. And I wish you really plenty of success in your relationship, in your marriage, because it's ever interesting to discover the other one.